Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't going through no change. I'm too young for that. Don't go there. Be alone.
Us young folks have thick blood, so I'm hallelujah. That might be now. I know I ain't. I'm a man. I don't go through no changes, but.
Okay. Yeah, we ready. Are we doing a break or are we just going straight through? Okay. And I got that CD too, Bishop. That DVD, remember I was telling you about? God bless, God bless. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Share this broadcast right now because you may not have another chance to even look down to do anything else because we have a hot topic today. Okay. I am so excited. For one, I got my great, great friend, Bishop Aramis Johnson. And I am so excited because what God has given me to talk about on today is so important. We're going to talk a little bit about being single in ministry. How about that? Is that all right with you all today? Being single in ministry, you know, it would seem like it would be easy, but some people it could be hard.
Yeah.
You know, it could be hard for some people. And, you know, the old folks say God will keep you if you want to be kept.
You want to be kept.
Yeah, the old folks will say that. God will keep you if you want to be kept. So I'm excited about the word that the Lord has given me and Bishop we're going to discuss. Now, once again, I'm Apostle Laura Campbell, your favorite show host, and we welcome you to Prophetic Fire. Now, don't forget, on Tuesday and Thursday, you can catch me at 7 p.m. at the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center, and that's at 1436 Edgewood Avenue West, right next to the House of Faith and right behind the Edgewood Avenue Post Office. And also, Sunday at 3 p.m., is our prophetic worship service time. We want to see you there. And also, like my page, Laura Campbell Ministries. Share this broadcast because we got a hot topic we're going to talk about. Now, Bishop, go ahead and introduce yourself. I know they're not strangers to you. Now, they're not strangers to you in my church. Yes. They're not strangers to you on this broadcast, you know. So introduce yourself, what you're doing, what you got going on as well.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I am Bishop Aramis Johnson. I give you holy greetings from God's House of Prayer for All People, 117 South McDuff Avenue. And I am also the presiding prelate of the Sabbath Keepers International Fellowship of Churches. I'm excited to just be here, man.
Amen. Now, y'all know we're going to take some calls and we're going to pray for some people,
Lord.
Of course. Now, I want to talk about being single in ministry.
Yes.
You know, because as a man of God, woman of God, in ministry, you know, see, I've been on both. I've been single and I've been married in ministry. Okay. You know, and also as you've been single, you know, in ministry, young, it's not always easy.
Right.
It's not. You know, for one, you're going to have the people that try to Holy Ghost hook you up.
Yes, Lord. random dinner.
Right, right. They're going to try to hook you up and get you in a hurry because, you know, we have people that really genuinely love us and they want the best for us, but what their pick is not always what God has for us,
correct,
right?
Correct. It's a good idea, but not a God idea.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I want to say because, you know, in being single and in ministry, it's so important to have that perfect fit.
Yes, yes, very important.
Yes, it's very important to have that perfect fit. I was talking to a man of God, and, you know, I'm a big sister to a lot of people,
right,
you know,
right,
apostles, prophets, right, bishops, you know, I'm a big sister to a lot, and I thank God for people that will call me and share different things with me.
Right.
And God had already shown me that there was a marriage, and he married the woman, and, you know, he loves her, and I seen that she was going to tear down his ministry.
Wow.
She was going to try to run women away. And that's not just for men of God. That's for women of God, too, as well. And, you know, I'm a firm advocate of marriage. I'm a firm advocate of marriage. I love marriage. Marriage is beautiful to me. I love it. But in ministry, ministry is a marriage. And,
right,
you know, and it is a ministry by itself. And
yes,
you got to have somebody that is going to line up with you.
Yes.
You know. Because everybody not going to equally yoke with you. You know, you're going to have people that want to be you,
right,
instead of be beside you.
That's right.
Some people going to want to go before you,
yes,
instead of being beside you.
Preach, apostle.
Oh, I can go there now.
Preach,
see, I done made some mistakes along the way. I done bumped my head a few times. Come
yes
on, y'all. I ain't going to say nothing on here. But I've done some things and I've learned some things along the way, but it cost me a lot of some tears, you know, some pain. But also what I needed to be able to talk about this, because can't nobody tell me nothing if you ain't been through it.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
You know, so being single, you know, I would say getting ready for marriage, because I feel like it's some marriage is going to take place.
Come
I believe there's some
you
things that's going, you know, we're coming out of pandemic, you
ooh
know, we're coming out of being all by ourselves,
yes,
you know, and now it's time that, you know, things are opening up, streets are opening back up. And there's going to be some marriages. There's going to be some unions. So my thing is to talk about this now.
Yes.
To say, okay, Bishop, you in ministry. You know, you have some things going on. Let's not let them cold sheets warm you up to warm them up.
Yes,
you know, don't run to warm them sheets unless you are making a good decision
right
for the longevity.
Right, right.
Because, you know, singleness is solitude. It can be peace,
right,
you know, instead of looking at it as loneliness,
right,
you know, because here it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 32 says, let me get to the King James Version first, because I like to look at all aspects of
that
the word of God, you know,
like
what,
message,
you know, I just like to, you know, reference, I reference what all of them saying,
mm-hmm,
you know, so here it is. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 32 says, but I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord.
Yes.
But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. Now, here it is. Paul would rather for us to stay unmarried.
That's right.
You know,
it's easy to please God.
Yeah. Do what, you know, God wants us to do. You know, you ain't got all the, why you going to church? Why you got to
right,
go down?
Right.
Why that woman
you
call
going
you? Why she keep calling you? Oh, Bishop, you must got something going on
yeah
with her. Come
going
on, I'm just
somebody
gonna tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell the truth, you know, because I have, like I said, a lot of brothers in ministry that have never crossed any lines. We talk,
right,
you know,
right,
at any given time. You know, I'm always respectful. I ain't going to talk to no husband no more than I'm going to talk to his wife.
That's
I'm going
right
to do equally.
That's right.
If I talk to your husband an hour, I'm going to talk to you 2 hours.
That's right.
You know,
amen.
Nevertheless, that's just how I am. I'm very respectful when it comes to marriage. But here it is, you know, it's about being careful.
Right.
You know, because you have more time with the Lord,
that's
you
right
know.
That's right.
And, of course, you know, being single and in ministry, it does take some time. We both were just talking about how we've been running.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was go on. I'll talk about that later.
Okay. Now, you know I can talk now. So, it don't bother me.
Right.
Feel free to tap me on the shoulder and say, Apostle, I got something to say.
Okay.
But, you know, I can talk. And the reason why is because this topic is very, very important. And the reason why I say it's important because I've seen women of God, you know, and they're apostles, they're prophetess, and, you know, God has called them the leadership. And then, you know, they get entangled with a man of God. And if God has given it to them, you know, and they're supposed to be a support, and then we have that power struggle.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I want to tell people that being single in ministry is very important to make very, very careful decisions. Because like I said, I see some marriages. I see some unions that's about to come about. And I want you to make sure that, you know, we don't ignore those red flags.
Yes, and if I could.
Go ahead. Put a pin right there. Go ahead.
And oftentimes, and it's so funny you said don't ignore red flags.
Right.
Because oftentimes we ignore those.
Right.
And a lot of things that we could have seen, we don't want to see.
Right.
So we ignore them. And so we... You know, we continue on with Johnny or with Sarah. You know, I hope there's no Sarah's watching, but
right.
I ain't calling your name. But we continue on with that.
Right.
And what we do
right.
is, and you say, well, God ain't going to put no more on you can bear. That's true. But
right.
you will put more on you
right.
than you can bear. And so we could save ourselves a lot of time of hurt
right.
and all this. If we just go ahead when we see those things,
right.
go forth and go ahead and just, you know, go on and love me, love you enough. To where you won't settle for that.
Right,
that you
right.
won't take that because you don't have to.
And that's so important, like I said, not to. And another thing is, we can't change nobody.
Right.
I've been looking for that magic wand for a long time that I can wave around and change somebody.
Come
you
on.
Know, because, you know, because sometimes we'll feel like, oh, if they get with me, you know, mm-hmm. They'll change. No. Because it took the power of God to change you. You
right.
didn't change you.
Right.
God changed you.
Yeah, I've seen.
So,
well, I see where they feel like children will change a man.
Oh, right.
You know, they had, and then, you know, 4 or 5 kids later, he's still doing what he want to do.
Amen.
You know, none of that can make a man stay.
Come on.
Or a woman stay.
That's right.
Vice versa. But you got to, you just have to remember that.
Right.
Nobody, you ain't raising another adult.
Right.
They already grown.
And here it is, like Lee and Rachel, it's in the Bible, you know.
Yes.
You know, she thought by having those children that was going to make them love her,
yeah.
you know. So it does not make a difference if he's going to love you, he's going to love you with children or not.
That's right. That's
you know, if we just go, you know, I'm not even going to go into Hannah. But there we go. You know, being single in ministry, it's very, very important to
yes.
be mindful because – your marriage will be a ministry. You know, even your singleness is a ministry all by itself, you know, because you don't want to portray yourself as easy. You know, you don't want to portray yourself as desperate, thirsty,
right, right.
you know, as the young folks say, the thirst is real.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't want to portray ourselves in them type of ways. We want to make sure that we have a self-love for ourselves. Because how can you love anyone if you don't love yourself first?
Right.
You know,
right.
self-love should be most important.
Oh, yes.
So in your singleness, love on yourself. Take care of yourself. Date yourself. Hug yourself.
Yes.
it's so important, you know, because like I said, I've been on both in this direction. So I could talk because I learned self-love. I learned... Because so much deeper than putting on your clothes and your makeup and your hair and your nails done.
Right, right.
It's an inner thing in your singleness that you can learn not to be too needy.
Right.
Because that spirit of needy will get on you now.
Oh, yeah.
Like you need somebody. And especially in ministry,
yes.
you know, as a bishop, you're going to go through some warfare.
Yes.
You're going to go through some hard times and trouble. And we want somebody to talk to.
Right.
We want somebody to say, baby, it's going to be okay. You know, you want somebody to say, you know, oh, it's going to, everything going to be all right. You want somebody to say, I'm going to fight with you. I'm fighting for you. And it will cause you to want to make decisions based on those emotional needs.
Right.
Neediness, you know. So I would look at my singleness as, okay, I'm building myself up. I'm learning how to fight on my own. I'm learning how to take care of myself, to love on me. I'm learning to supply my needs, and that on anything else that comes will be extra, you know, because the enemy will send in the counterfeit before the real thing.
Oh, yes.
I've had a few counterfeits now. I'm just going to tell you.
And you know what? It is so funny. And they will be just about everything you prayed for. And you will think because the things that you prayed for, you see the characteristics of
right.
in those people, that this is who you're supposed to spend your life with. When they are a carbon copy, not even original, of the person that God has for you.
Amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
And when we see the carbon copy, when we see those things, sometimes we can get so emotionally invested, so far in, that now, how can I pull back?
I know that feeling oh so well.
How do I pull back? I'm emotionally invested. I've given. I've done this. I've done that. Now, how do I pull back? How do I pull the plug on the ship that's been floating around that should have been sunk, you know?
Yes.
And it happens, you know, because we're human.
Right.
We're going to make some mistakes, and people don't like to admit mistakes.
Yeah, because a lot of people feel because we're leaders, we're preachers, that we are exempt from mistakes.
Oh, my God.
We are exempt from making wrong decisions sometimes.
That's right.
But we are human. They feel like we are superheroes.
Oh, my God.
We are superhuman. We don't do no wrong. We don't, you know, everything we do is always under the radar.
Right.
And that's another thing, even trying to date as being, well,
Go ahead.
Because this is so good, you know, trying to date and you got to worry about, well, you know, like, and just speaking from, you know, of tradition. Well, you know, Peter ain't got no business having no girlfriend. They ain't got no business having no boyfriend. They ain't got no business, you know. So you got to try to, you know, keep your personal life personal.
Right.
And keep the ministry life separate from your personal life.
Right.
And oftentimes it becomes a strain.
Right, right.
You know.
But how do you get to know a person if you don't date?
Right.
You
exactly.
just don't just, oh, meet them. How you doing? Oh. I'm Laura. You're of Aramis. And
right.
now we're married. No,
right. yeah,
no,
you
no.
my wife. Come on.
Yeah, no, no, no. You don't do that.
Right.
You have to get to know a person through
right.
dating. You got to know if you got to be all the ones pulling out your wallet.
Right. And you know what, though? And it makes a person who's in leadership, maybe beginning in ministry or whatever,
right.
you know, when they have these feelings because of how they were taught,
right.
all of this, it makes them feel like they are wrong,
right?
Or they are abnormal,
right?
Or they may have a spirit, you know, they
my
got
God.
A spirit because you feel this way,
right?
And but I'm gonna tell you, that's the furthest thing from the truth, because you're human, amen. But not even after that, you know, God gave us emotion.
That's right.
All
right. That's right.
Okay.
And it's true, you know, as people, we want to be loved.
Right.
We want to be hugged.
Right.
We want to be touched.
Right.
We want to be kissed.
Y'all
you know?
Do too.
All right.
Y'all
right.
do so well, we can't.
All right. You know? Right. You want to have those feelings and those emotions, but how do you channel them and keep them in that place where when it's time to lose them, it's time to lose them, you know, and you have to do it through the dating. You have to find out who you are, you know, because, and I can say this for me, I'm the type of person, I see the best in people. I don't want to see the worst. And that has hurt me before.
Me too.
That has hurt me. I see the best in people, and I don't like to see the worst in people. And I'm a person that will see, you know, your future instead of seeing you right now.
You
know, right, right. And it has hurt me in the past, you know, but in my wrongs, that's how I began to try to get it right, you know, to see them for where they are right now instead of, I ain't got 20 years, you know.
Right, right.
You know, if you ain't who you need to be right now, then, baby, you need to get somebody on that level you on right now because I need
right.
you to be 20 years
yes,
when I see 20 years.
Hallelujah.
But in your dating, in your singleness, it gives you that, like I said, that time to really get to know a person. And I feel like it's okay because you got to know in your dating, if you say, okay, we finna go to church. Oh, I don't want to go to church. Yeah, I need to know that now. I need to know that. You know, I need to know that, Okay, we got some calls coming in already. But I wanted to say, I need to know that if I'm saying I'm preaching, you ain't playing the video
game. Well, you in the church and you got your arms all
right.
crossed and folded up like
right,
this.
Right,
or
right.
you shaking your keys because you ready
to go.
You know,
right.
I don't want you talking.